Sort of fellow. That man's proud. What he has to be proud of, I don't know. Oh, that feels good. But I played up to that pride. You can get to almost anybody if you want to.
Dr. Sanderson.
Don't stop.
You say you can get to almost anyone if you want to. How can you do that?
Take study, Kelly. Years of specialized training. There's only one thing I don't like about this dad business.
What's that?
Having to make that date with him. But you don't have to go.
Oh!
No point in it. I'll have a drink with him, pat him on the back, and leave. Besides, I've got a date tonight anyway.
Oh, yes, by all means. I didn't intend to go anyway. The idea bored me stiff. I wouldn't go if I never went anywhere again. I wouldn't go if my life depended on it!
Ow! What's the matter with you, Kelly? What are you getting so emotional about?
He may be a peculiar man with funny clothes, but he knows how to act. His manners were perfect.
I saw you giving him the dollhouse stare. I didn't miss that.
He wouldn't sit down till I sat down. He told me I was lovely and called me dear. Oh, I'd go have a drink with him if you weren't going.
Sure you would. And look at him. All he does is hang around bars. He doesn't work. All that corny bowing and getting out of his chair every time a woman makes a move. Why, he's as outdated as a cast iron deer. But you'd sit in a bar and let him flatter you. You're a wonderful girl,
oh,
Kelly.
Now let me tell you
something. Dr. Sanderson, Miss Kelly.
Yes, doctor?
Tell the guard to prune more carefully around my prized dahlias along the fence by the main road. They'll be ready for cutting next week. The difficulty of the woman who has the big white rabbit, has it been smoothed over?
Yes, doctor. I spoke to her brother and he seemed quite reasonable.
While I have had many patients out here who've seen animals, I never before had a patient out here who'd seen an animal that large.
Yes, doctor. She called him Harvey.
Harvey. Unusual name for an animal of any kind. The case is an interesting phase, doctor.
Yes, doctor.
I will soon go upstairs with you and look into this woman. It may be that we can use my formula 977 on her. I will give you my advice and prescribe you the treatment, doctor.
Thank you, doctor.
And now may I ask, what is this hat and coat doing on the table? Whose is it?
I don't know. Miss Kelly, was it Dad's?
He had his hat on, doctor. Perhaps it belongs to a relative of one of the patients.
Let me see the hat. There may be some sort of identification. Here, what's this? What's this? Two holes cut in the crown of the hat. See?
Well, that's strange.
Some new fad. Put them away. Hang them up. Get them out of here.
Hiya, Dr. Chubbly.
Oh, there you are.
How is every little old thing?
Fair. Thank you, Wilson.
Fair.
Look. Somebody's gonna have to give me a hand with that Simmons dame. Order a restraining jacket or something. She's terrible. Forget me, did you? Well, I got a girdle off all by myself.
We're going upstairs now. We'll get in this woman, Wilson.
She's in the hydro tub. Oh my God, I left the water running on her!
Not at all.
If Harvey happens to
liking someone, he expresses himself quite definitely. If he's not particularly interested, he sits there, like an empty chair, or an empty space on the floor. Harvey takes his time making up his mind about people. Choosy, you see.
Well, that's not such a bad way to be in this day and age.
Harvey's fond of my sister, Vita. That's because Harvey's fond of me, and Vita and I come from the same family. Now, you'd think that feeling would be mutual, wouldn't you? But Vita doesn't seem to care for Harvey. Don't you think that's rather too bad, Mrs. Chumley?
Oh, I don't know, Mr. Dowd. I gave up a long time ago expecting my family to like my friends. It's useless.
But we must keep on trying.
Well, there's no harm in trying, I suppose.
Because if Harvey said it to me once, he said it to me a million times. Mr. Dowd, I would do anything for you. Mrs. Chumley.
Yes?
Did you know that Mrs. McElhinney's Aunt Rose is going to drop in on her tonight unexpectedly from Cleveland?
I know, I didn't.
Neither does she. Now that puts you both in the same boat, doesn't it?
But I don't know anyone named Mrs.
McElhinney lives next door to us. She's a wonderful woman. Harvey told me about her Aunt Rose, and that's an interesting little news item, and you're perfectly free to pass it around.
Well, I...
Would you care to come downtown with me now, my dear? I'd be glad to buy you a drink.
Oh, thank you very much. But I am waiting for Dr. Chumley, and if he came down and found me gone, he'd raise... I mean, he'd be irritated.
We wouldn't want that, would we? Some other time, maybe.
I'll tell you what I'll do, however.
What will you do, however? I'm interested.
If your friend comes in while I'm still here, I'd be happy to give him a message for you.
Would you do that? I'd certainly appreciate that.
No trouble at all. I'll write it down on the back of this. What would you like me to tell him?
Ask him to meet me downtown, if he has no other plans.
Meet Mr. Dowd downtown. Any particular place downtown?
He knows where. Harvey knows this town like a book.
Harvey, you know where. Harvey what?
Just Harvey.
I'll tell you what.
What?
Doctor and I are going right downtown to 12th and Montague. Dr. McClure is having a cocktail party.
A cocktail party in 12th and Montague?
We're driving there in a few minutes. We can give your friend a lift into town.
I hate to impose on you, but I'd certainly appreciate that.
No trouble at all. Dr. McClure is having this party for his sister from Wichita.
I didn't know Dr. McClure had a sister from Wichita.
Oh, you know Dr. McClure.
No.
But...
You're quite sure you haven't time to come to town and have a drink?
Oh, I really couldn't, but thank you just the same.
Some other time, perhaps.
Thank you.
It's been very pleasant meeting you, and I hope to see you again.
Yes, so do I.
Good night, my dear. You can't miss Harvey. He's very tall. Like that.
That Simmons woman is uncooperative, Doctor. She refused to admit to me that she has this relative. Insists it's her brother. Give her two of these at 9, the trip to the hydro tub at 8, and another in the morning at 7. Then we'll see if she won't cooperate. Lovely, Doctor.
Yes, Doctor.
You know where to call me if you need me. Ready, Pet?
Yes, Willie. And, oh, Willie, there was a man in here. A man named, let me see. Oh, here is his card. Dowd, Elwood P. Dowd.
That was Mrs. Simmons' brother. I told him he could look around, and I gave him full visiting privileges.
She mustn't see anyone tonight. Not anyone at all. Tell him that.
Yes, Doctor.
But he didn't ask to see her. He was looking for someone.
Was there anyone with Mr. Dowd when you saw him, Miss Kelly?
No, Doctor, not when I saw him.
Well, he said there was. He said he last saw his friend sitting in that chair there with his hat and coat on the table. He seemed quite disappointed.
Dr. Sanderson.
I told him if we located his friend, we could give him a lift into town. He could ride in the back seat. Was that all right, Willie?
Oh, of course, of course.
Here it is. He said his friend's name was Harvey. Harvey! Oh, he didn't give me his last name.
Harvey!
He said his friend was very tall. Well, Willie, why are you looking at me like that? This man was a very nice and polite man, and he merely asked if we give his friend a lift into town. And if we can't do a favor for someone, why are we living?
Get me that hat! By George, we'll find out about this!
Main gate, Henry, Dr. Sanderson. Henry, memory, did a man in a gray suit go out the main gate a minute ago?
Judge Gaffney.
He did? He's gone?
Judge, this is Dr. William Chumley, the psychiatrist. Judge, I'm making a routine checkup on the spelling of a name before entering it to our records. You telephoned out here this afternoon about having a client of yours committed? Yes. How was that name spelled? With a W, not a U. Elwood P. Dowd. Thank you, Judge. Dr. Sanderson? I believe your name is Sanderson.
Yes, Doctor.
You know that much, do you? You went to medical school. You specialized in the study of psychiatry. You graduated. You went forth. Perhaps they neglected to tell you that a rabbit has large, pointed ears. That a hat for a rabbit would have to be perforated to make room for those ears.
That seemed reasonable this afternoon, Doctor.
Doctor, the function of a psychiatrist is to be able to tell the difference between those who are reasonable and those who merely talk and act reasonably. Do you realize what you have done to me?
You don't answer. I'll tell you.
You have permitted a psychopathic case to walk off these grounds and roam around with an overgrown white rabbit! You have subjected me, a psychiatrist, to the humiliation of having to call, of all things, a lawyer to find out who came ready to be committed and who came ready to commit!
Dr. Chumley, I...
Just a minute, Wilson! I want you. I will now have to do something that I haven't done in 15 years. I will have to go out after this man, Elwood P. Dowd, and I will have to bring him back. And when I do bring him back, your connection with this institution is ended as of that moment. Wilson, get the car. Pet, call him applause and say we can't make it. Miss Kelly, come upstairs with me, and we'll get that woman out of the town.
Here and there, now and then, to this one and that one in his own caprice. A wise but mischievous fellow, very fond of rum pots, crackpots, and how are you, Mr. Wilson? How are you, Mr. Wilson? Who in the encyclopedia wants to know?